No. The Dilma may be Aidei Tarubas. Maybe means only he can't eat of more three together. Rashi Yoma Hochi, Havi Mashmish Lo Yoicho Pas, Shiyesh Bo, Kol Hamina Malolo, Be'avurvio. Maybe only meant to say I can't eat bread of wheat, of barley, and of spelt. It has to be a bread of all three together. Avo maybe Kol, Avo Shel Kol Min, or Min Bifne Yatsnoi, Yoichal. Maybe each Min by himself is allowed to eat. So again, therefore, I have to say the word Pas three times. But again, how do I know to say it means three separate shvuas? Maybe it's only one shvua, and you only mean to say these three things are awesome, but everything else is mutter. Rather, Mor says, Eimo, it should have said, I make a shvua, I will not eat wheat bread, v'chein shel tzorim, v'chein shel kusim. That's the final question, or really the answer is, that it should have said just, I swear I will not eat wheat bread, and also barley, and also kusmin. Here it does not mean tarubas all three together. It means clearly each one separately. Pass, lomeli. How come here in the Mishnah the person says, I swear I will not eat barley bread and wheat bread and spelt bread? Since he says the word pass three times, shmamina lachalik. What he meant was, I want to make three separate shavuots. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you eat from all three, kazai is three kazaisim, yichai is three kabonis. The medalik in Yeloshin, since he said an extra word, pass, you meant an extra shavuot. That's what called the halachas of shvuas. So be careful exactly what you say. But hilchos shvuas over here, it's not enough to ask the person what he meant. If he says a lashon, and that's what the lashon meant, we have to go after what the lashon is. You're not believed to say I meant something else. When a person says a lashon, we say usually you mean what the lashon is, unless you can prove it. Otherwise, the Dvarim Shebelei, we don't believe what you're saying. A person says something. From what he says, that's what we believe, and we say that's what he meant. We'll see a lot of chedushim like that. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Shvuah Shloi Eshte Vishosa Mashkim Harbe Nechai Velachas. He swears that he will not drink today, and he drinks a lot, he's only chayv once. But if he swears he will not drink wine and honey, then he's chayv three times. So there are three things he said. Yain, Shem and Udvash, right? Wine, honey, and oil. So Vishlei Mahotam Tiyamat Mihasalei Pas Lechuvay. Vishlei Mahotam, by the bread, when he swears he will not eat wheat bread, barley bread, and spelt bread. There we say means three separate shvuas, because there's an extra word, pas, in between. So it wasn't one big shvua, but it was three separate ones. Therefore, it's chayv three. Elohocho, my heavenly lameimor. But over here, what else should have he said? The person said, shvua shloi eshte yayin v'shem nadvash. So again, maybe he only means to say, these three things should be awesome. But Pepsi, I'm allowed to drink. I only meant to say, today I will not drink wine, oil, and honey. But my Pepsi, I'm allowed to drink. So how do we know to say it means to make three separate shvuas? Maybe it's only one shvua, and what he means to teach us, to tell us, is that other things I'm allowed to drink. Here there's no extra word pass in between. He just said, I swear I will not drink oil, honey, and wine. Marcia, again, maybe it means to just say that I'm allowed to drink my Pepsi. But and only these three things are awesome. True, it's a good question. But we're talking about here a special case, that these three liquids were in front of you. There was a jar of wine, a jar of oil, and a jar of honey there. Shoyulay loymar, the person should have said, Shavua shalay yeshta elu, I swear that I will not drink these. That's what he should have said. If he only means to ask the wine, oil, and honey, but not Pepsi, he just should have said, I swear I will not drink this. How come he spoke out the three of them? It must be he meant to say the each one separate with a shavua. The verse doesn't know, but Dilma, Elu, who do lo shesinu? Achrina shesinu. If he would have just said the word these, maybe it's mashma only this jar of wine I cannot drink from, but another jar of wine I could drink. That's why I had to speak out and say, I swear I will not drink wine. But it's not extra. He can't just say the word, I swear I will not drink these. Because these means only this wine right now, right here. But other wine you're allowed to. And he wanted to make it also to drink any wine. So that's not extra. Ella rather, the Omari says, Shavua Shle Shesinu. Kegain Elu. He says like this. He should have said, I swear that I will not drink like these three. Like these. If he only meant to ask these three and nothing else, so he should have said, simple. I swear that I will not drink like these. So not only this, but like this. Would include any wine as Zasa, any shemen, any oil. So why do you have to speak out clearly, I swear I will not drink wine, oil, and honey? So that's extra. The Mishnah says no here also. Dilma memri kugoyin elu. The Lashon Shesinu maybe would have just said that Lashon only means I will not drink things like these. But bots mihachi, it's fine mihachi. Shesinu. the exact measurement. Like there's a gallon here. I have a gallon of wine, a gallon of oil, and a gallon of honey. So when it says I will not drink like this, means I will not drink a gallon of either one of them. But maybe half a gallon, yes. 2 gallons, yes. That's not a good lashon then. He cannot just say, I swear I will not drink like these. It's not a lashon of a shvua. Ela rather kagoyin diyoma shvua shlo yeshta mimin elu. He should have said this, I swear that I will not drink types of liquid like these. Samara says, no, that's also not enough. V'dilma maybe min elu hudla shesinu. I will not drink type of wine. I will not drink a type of honey. But inu gufayu shesinu. I only mean to ask the others. But these alone, maybe I'm allowed to. Maybe this jug of wine I could drink. It would not be mashmi, you can't drink this jug of wine. So the Mursa still say, okay, but Amy should have said like this. He should have said, shlei eshta elu uminayu. Should have said still simpler. Instead of saying, I swear I will not drink wine, honey, and oil, should have said, I swear I will not drink like these and from these. That's what he should have said. Shlei eshta elu means anything like these, uminayu, and from these three also. So since he says separately, I swear I will not drink wine, oil, and honey, we say he means to make three separate shvuos. And therefore, if he drinks a kezias or a vias from each one of them, he's chayiv. Rav Acha bar Rav Ika Omar b'mesarav v'yichaver raskinim. We're talking about here in the Mishnah where his friend is forcing him to come and drink by him. The Omar loy, the friend is saying to you, bo'u u'shesei imi, come into my house and drink with me. Yayin, I have good oil in the house, I have good wine, the shemen, I have good oil, udvash, I have good honey, so come in and drink by me. And the person is saying, no, I don't want to. And the person doesn't take a no for an answer, so you swear to him that I cannot drink. So in such a case, he just should have said, I swear, I will not drink with you. If he only meant to make one shvua, that I cannot drink from your house, what you're going to give me, they should have said simple, I swear I will not drink from you, or with you. Yayin v'shem l'dvash l'omali, why did the person have to speak out separately, I swear I will not drink wine, I will not drink oil, or honey, is l'chay v'kolachas v'yachas. For sure the person meant a separate shvua. I swear, I'm getting angry with you, leave me alone already. I'm swearing that I will not drink wine, and I'm swearing I will not drink honey, and I'm swearing I will not drink the oil. So therefore, that's the case of the Mishnah, that all three shvuas are chal, and therefore you chayv three. Tananos, menachlam, in a normal case, could be, wouldn't be. In a normal case, there's no extra words here, so there's only be one shvua. Another rabbi, normally speaking, the person just wakes up and says, I swear, I will not drink these three drinks. He only means these three drinks, and not something else. So then it'll only be one shvua. But only in this case where they're forcing you to drink, in the case where you should have said a simpler lashon, and you said this long lashon, we say you mean all three. It's not awesome. We learned there, Gemara Leiden, Shvuas, Tein li chitin, ulsarim, v'kusman, shneish li biyotcha. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, listen, I gave you a pikadin, I gave you last week a barrel of wheat, a barrel of barley, a barrel of spelt for you to watch. Shneish li biyotcha, you have of mine. Shimon answers back, Shvu, I swear to you, Shein lecha biyadi klum, nothing doing, I have nothing. Whether I gave it back to you already, whether he never gave it to me, but I don't have it right now. Locher is, and he swears false, and later we find out that really Shimon has them. Locher is, and a chayv alachas. He's only chayv one korban. A shvuah tapikodin, you chayv to bring a korban if we find out you're lying. It's like a shvuah sheker. So you only have to bring one korban. Even though you swore false on three things, but it's one tikodin, you only chayv once. What about the person swears shvuah, shein lecha biyodi chitim, I swear I did not have of yours any wheat, usarim, any barley, the kusman, and any spelt. Then chayav kolachas biyachas. That's considered like he swore three times, and therefore he's chayav three kabbonis. He swore false. That Reuben says, you have in mind these three things, and he answered back, no, and he swore to it, but he didn't just say, I swear I don't have anything. He says, I swear I don't have wheat, or barley, or kusmin. That's like three separate shuas. The Yom Reb Yechanan, afilu prutu mikulam mitzarefes. That by shuas hapikodin, you have to swear to be called for at least a prutu worth of money. That the ikar shvu is you're denying that you owe him money. Yochanan says a chiddush that even though of wheat you only have a chatzi pruta, so for that alone you'd be potter from a korban. But if you owe him a chat, if you have of his a chatzi pruta of wheat and a chatzi pruta of barley, we put the two together and still you'd be chayiv. That's what it says. That's what it says. Alacha later. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu put mikum mitzav here. Now, pligi bo, and that Mishnah later, pligi bo ravacha or ravina. So, my point is there. Chadama once says, prot mechayiv, al chayiv. It is only chayiv. Even though the person first said a cloud, he swore, I have nothing. And then he said, not have the protim of chitim eskusmin. So one says, yoni chayiv for the three protim, not on the cloud. So Chadama one says, no, atzolin ami mechayiv, even chayiv on the cloud also. Because it's like you made four shruis. First you swore, I have nothing, that's a cloud, and then you said the three protim, so consider like four separate shruis. The question is, hachimai over here by achila, what will be the luck over here? Are you chayiv three kabonis or four kabonis? When a person swears, I will not drink, so maybe that's one shruah by itself, and then when he says not wine and not oil and not honey, that's another three shruis. Would here also be four or not? Amar Rav, Rav says, okay, yes, what do I do with the other? Hosa mechayiv aklolo mechayiv aproti. There, the reason why you chayiv four, one on the cloud, the general statement that you said you have nothing, do'i mishtaba, vod mishtaba mechayiv tarti. There it's much better. But a person swears once, I have nothing, I have no money of yours. And then he swears a second time, the other lochrit is chayiv two kabonis. For every time you swear four, by pikodin, or shua sa pikodin, you chayiv each one separately. Therefore, it could be chayiv four. But hoch over here by swearing not to eat, isak ledaitach, isibiklolo. If you tell me when the person first swore, I will not eat. That's a cloud, and that's with chal that I'm not allowed to eat anything. If so, aproti am I mechayiv? Why would it be chayiv when he says I'm not going to eat like the paschitim, the pasan, the kusmin? Why are the three with chal mushva v'yemidhu? Is he going to tell me when he first said the general statement, I swear I will not eat today? That's chal by itself on everything. So then when he speaks out, I will not eat barley and wheat and spelt, it should not be chal at all. Because by shvuah, the lach is, once it's also for you to eat, you can't make a second shvuah. So pshit over here, there's no klal here. Everybody holds yoni chayi for the protein, yoni chayi three. Now shvuah shloyechel. Hagufa kash have a spirit in the Mishnah. Armid, you tell me shvuah shloyechel, v'yochaloyechel in shenru in achila. V'shasa mashkin shenru lishtiya potem. That's one thing. You swore you will not eat, and eat things that are edible, you potem. Then you tell me, why? Maishna reish the potter, maishna save with the chayiv. So what's the poshna lakash? We answered yesterday. Reish of istam, the safe of meforish, the safe is talking about where you speak out. That you say clearly, you're answering even nevel to treifus. The more meforish nami, gufa tikshi. Amai, if you speak out clearly, you swear. You're not going to eat treifus. Why is the chal? Mushroom yasinahu. You have a mitzvah with your eyes and not eat it. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, they say, you're not only swearing you're not going to eat treifus, you're swearing you're not going to eat anything, and you also include treifus. Therefore, migu, this shru is chal upon bread, it's also chal upon treifus. For Eshlak HaShem, no, you only find the answer is, elibim afaris chatishir, elibim rabbonim. Here the Chiddush HaShru is, he's saying clearly, I swear, I will not even eat a chatishir of the nevela. So midi, you're right, the chatishir is mutakorn to Eshlak HaShem. It's only Yeshua makes it us even on the Chatishir. Or else Ibistam will leave it to Rabbi Kiva. The Yom of Rabbi Kiva says, Oh, the Maisat of the Kolshu. That when you make a Shavua, you mean to ask even a Kolshu of the Nevela. So Midi writes, it's only Yosati the Kazayas of the Nevela. When you swear you will not eat a Nevela, you mean even a Chatishir. So Bishlem, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon doesn't like what Shakas' answer. The Mukum, Lola Masnitsen, Kedir Yakil. Rabbi Yechon wants that mission goes according to everybody. Because according to Rosh Lakish, it's not according to everybody. It's either according to Rabbi Kiva, Minastam, or according to Rabbanu Beforish. Elo Rosh Lakish, my temple, it wasn't here for Rabbi Yechonin, or Malach, he says back like this. Ki Arminin, Issa Kailo, Bi Issa, Habo Mielo. Bi Issa Boy, the Yatsma, Le Arminin. Look at him, go this again tomorrow. You will sell the Eskimor again, the Chov Gimlo Mabez. The Eskimor again, the two dots, was on the bottom of Hagufa Kashim. Amatich war Schleichal, Vyochalechlim, Shen Rin Lachilom, Vishosa Mashkin, Shen Rin Lishtiya Potter. First it says, if you eat things that are not edible, so you potter. What the Tani then, the Mishnah says, Shavuah Schleichal, person swears he will not eat, Vyochal, the Velos, the Troy, for Scotch and Ramoshim, Chayiv. Maishna Resha, the potter, Maishna Sefer, for the Chayiv. Like, what's the difference? So the Havamina is that Troyfais is also not Roy Lachilom. Even though we had before, really it is edible. But right now we're going, no, since the Torah says not to eat it, it's not cold food. So how come the ratio, if you eat something that's not edible, you potter, and by nevelos, you chayiv. So we ask the question, they're both not edible. So Morris says, hold like kasha.
Reisha v'stam. The Reisha says you make a stam iso, so therefore you do not include food that's not edible. Sefer v'mefarish. The sefer you said clearly you mean to make it also in the veil of the treifus. You mefarish it. So more of the question, mefarish nami. Gufa tikshak. They ask you a question on this also. Even if you say clearly you want to make it also to eat nevelis with your shrua, amai, why is the shrua chal mushvav nahar sinayu? You have an issa diraisa not to eat nevelis to treifus. So you're ready mushvav nahar sinay, a male shrua should not be chal on this. So my answer is Rav Shmuel, Rav Yechanan, the Yarmul, they both answer the kelo dvorim hamutorim in dvorim ha'asurim. The Seif is talking about that he made his shrua he will not eat shchutais and nevelis. So since he included both in his shvua, therefore the iser is chal. Like we say, kailul, that migul the shvua is chal upon a shruta, that you're allowed to eat. It's also chal upon the nevela, that you're making it also now. That's Rabbi Yechon's teretz. For eshlok yishomano, iyata moitzi el ibe mefarish, chatzi shir valibu the rabbonin. Either according to rabbonin shita, why is the shvua chal upon a nevela, ayitz mushpa v'yom b'hasinai? The answer is that's only on a kezayit. And here by Yeshua, you're speaking out clearly, you want to make it also even a chati kezayis, in the forest. Oy bistam, or else the stam shvua, I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. The Yom Rabbi Kiva holds, Odem oy saratza v'choshu. We had before, in a minastam by Yeshua, you mean to ask her anything. So therefore, midi writes in the veil is only also the kezayis. Chati shir is muta. Now, Yeshua comes and makes it also. So what's like this? Bishleim a Rabbi Yechanan liyom a Kresh Lokish. Rabbi Yechanan answers that we're talking about the koilel, and not like Rish Lakish, the mukim lola masnis think the riakil. Our mishnah goes according to everybody. Whereas according to Rish Lakish, it's a shallow whether the rabbanan shita or Rabbi Kiva shita. But el Rish Lakish, my time will yomak Rabbi Yechanan. Why didn't Rish Lakish want to answer according to Rabbi Yechanan that we say anista koilel that we're talking about where he spoke out clearly? I'm swearing that today I will not eat not a shchuta and not a nevela. That's a simple answer. Why doesn't Rish Lakish agree to Rabbi Yechanan? So Mazamalach, I'll answer you, Ki Yamin Nisa Kailul. Rish Lakish says no. When do we say Nisa Kailul? That Migu is Chal.